7:34, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Good morning, man.
Morning, buddy. Today we are going to talk about things that make you uncomfortable. Extremely uncomfortable. I'll tell you mine. I got two of them.
You got
right
two
now.
Of them?
I can't hit, like, it may, oh, it drives me nuts. Like, even if it's in a movie, TV show, if there's an awkward situation, mm-hmm. I was telling you yesterday, a good example is like in Practical Jokers, that show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
yeah.
not saying it's a bad show. I just can't handle awkward situations like that. Like, it makes me feel super uncomfortable, even just watching
it
on TV.
It's like you're putting yourself in that position.
Dude,
huh?
I'll change the channel, man. Yeah. Like, if there's a movie on that's like all of a sudden a really awkward situation, I can't handle it. It makes me so
it
uncomfortable.
Isn't real.
I know it's not real. It's the weirdest thing. I'm just like, And another thing that makes me uncomfortable, and to this day I can't handle it because of my my brother. He used to like chew on his fingers. He had a weird habit of like, you know, kind of chewing
on the skin. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like to drive me nuts, he would take it and he would rub it on the roof of the car.
Of the Buick.
Of the Buick. Actually, right. I think it was the Buick. And it's going to make me start freaking out right now.
It makes like, that noise, that scratchy
that,
noise.
Like kinda dry skin on felt. Yeah. Kinda, oh, God. Ugh. Made me so uncomfortable. And he would. He'd just agitate me.
And he'd stare at you.
And just stare at me while he did. Oh, it drove me nuts. So those are my two things.
Man.
Do you have anything that makes you uncomfortable?
You know, there's not too many things that make me uncomfortable. There is one thing, though.
Does this make you uncomfortable?
Not really. I like that. I like that.
I was rubbing my nip.
Mine would probably be walking through the ball pit at the YMCA, also known as the male locker room, the men's locker room. God, man.
You can't stand that.
You got to walk down there with tunnel vision, with your hands on the east side of your eyeballs. Like, you know, a bunch of 60, 70-year-old guys just hanging out, having conversations. Literally hanging out.
Yeah.
Having conversations.
Gravity doing its part.
I don't know what it is with the older generation of just, it's okay to just walk around.
You lose all.
Flopping
see,
around.
I can't wait to get to that level where I'm like, I don't care. You know, when
yeah,
you get
it's not it's, like I care what anybody sees. I don't care to see a bunch of dudes naked.
But see, eventually, when you turn 65, you're going to be like, oh, whatever.
Yeah.
You and I are going to be standing in the locker room, dongers out, and you're going to be completely comfortable with it, buddy.
Hey, Bob, have you been tanning lately? Because you look pretty tan in certain areas.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey there, good morning. It's Brock, it's Hunter.
Woo!
7:45. We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in a little bit. Just know it's...
Let's just say it's going to snow.
It's going to snow.
For like the next year.
It's cold as balls.
Right.
And it's going to snow.
We do have a few closings, too.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Good point.
Should I do my job, maybe? Yeah.
Do your job.
Kind of your job.
Today, Andrews Academy. Actually, not as many as I thought. Yeah. Andrews Academy is closed. Benton Harbor area schools closed.
Closed.
Great Lakes rotisserie is closed.
It's Montessori.
Or something like Montes. Yeah, Great Lakes Montessori and Ruth Murdoch Elementary all closed. If you want to find out more, go to WIRX.com. It's brought to you by Medic One Ambulance and Kepner's Precision
Those
Auto
kids
Crafters.
Are so happy.
Yeah.
They're like, there's like five closings out of 1,000 schools around here.
You know what? I hated getting up for school every morning.
Yeah.
Every morning.
It sucks.
But when I
got used to it.
When I knew there was going to be a big snow, I would be the first one up. I'd have that radio on or the TV on going, oh, come on. And then they'd get to your letter because they'd go alphabetic. Right. And then they would say, you're like, yes, snow day. And then you just go running, like shovel six bowls of cereal so you got plenty of energy to go out sledding.
Yes.
Oh, it was the greatest thing ever.
I'd throw the Nintendo on right away, man. Get a couple games in.
I could just see like just the stress in my mother's eyes, like,
Oh,
I have to go to work. I have these animals running wild, amped up on sugar. What do I do? So a couple people getting snow day today. But otherwise, like I said, you can find out more at WIRX.com. See if your stuff is closed. We're talking about things that make you extremely uncomfortable.
Hey.
Mine, awkward, just uncomfortable situations. Like, mm-hmm. I can't watch it. I can't be around it. I just want to be away from it.
Mm-hmm. I think. Yeah, it's when two people argue in front of you.
Ooh.
And you're just like, you kind of watch it, and you're like, oh, man, should I leave? Should I stay?
You just kind of sit there with your head down.
All right. Are they going to start fighting?
Waiting for a punch to be thrown.
And when it's happening, you're nowhere to be seen in the room.
No.
Like, you're just totally, you're like a fly on the wall to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially drunk people, too. Mm-hmm. That's awful. Oh, that's uncomfortable. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What makes you extremely uncomfortable?
Hey, man, I wanted to comment on the topic of the day.
Yeah.
Well, my mother had noticed that talking with her and my relationship wasn't going good, having trouble keeping things spicy. So she says, okay. So I thought we were just going out to breakfast to talk. Next thing I know, we pull into the old Lion's Den. Get some toys, and I was just absolutely appalled and shocked, and it was probably the most uncomfortable situation I'd ever been in with my parents.
Wait, your mom took you to the Lion's Den?
It was miserable,
oh,
buddy.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Yeah. Can't live something like that down.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, that would definitely make me extremely uncomfortable.
Just terrible.
I don't think there's anything else. That literally wins everything forever. Holy Lord.
All right.
Well, I'm feeling for you, man. Good luck with the rest of it.
Later.
All right, buddy. WIRX, hello.
Morning, fellas.
Good morning.
That a real awkward one or uncomfortable situation, when somebody else's kid is acting up and you're at their house, and you know the only reason they're not getting whooped is because you're there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you just want to tell the parents, like, kick that kid's ass, all right? Straighten him out. Yeah. I won't report you to the authorities.
I'm going
to
step out for five minutes.
But when you know and the parent has that look, it's like, oh, you are so lucky right now. It's like, I just want to leave. This is like, kid could get whooped.
That is a very uncomfortable situation. All right, buddy, thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I just realized I was that kid. I was.
Ooh, guests are coming over. Time for Evil Hunter.
There's a reason they called me Ivan the Terrible when I was a little kid. Even had a shirt that said it.
You know what adults called you?
Yeah.
God, that Hunter kid's a real douche.
Right. That kid sucked. They still say that. What are you talking about? I haven't grown out of that.
You made so many adults uncomfortable growing up, Hunter.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Danny, get down. Do it. Come on. Do it now.
How?
I don't know.
It's Friday. We feel goofy.
I just chugged my energy drink. And Larry. God, we love Larry.
Yeah.
Larry had the day off, and he was nice enough to come in and bring us, what is that, a dozen and a half?
Right, bearing gifts. I didn't even ask for him.
Yeah, he was like, hey, I know you guys need to pick me up, so it's going to get real crazy in here because not only did I have an energy drink, but Larry brought in a bunch of donuts. I'm going to be so full of sugar.
You know what? He brought some double shot Starbucks things, too.
Should I chug all three of those and just see what happens?
Right.
His
heart hit the wall. Exploded.
It hit Hunter's face, gave him a concussion. No, but Larry, you rock, brother. Thanks so much for bringing in the donuts. We appreciate it. Enjoy your day off.
Mm-hmm.
You crazy son of a bitch, you.
How do you get the day off?
I know, right?
It's Friday.
What the hell?
All right. Did you have the whole week off?
Let's just leave right now. Let's just leave. We're done. So we're talking about things that make us extremely uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I think there are things out there. A lot of them involve like being out in public.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain times where you're like, ugh.
It's a hard question for me because anytime something is awkward, I try to make light of the situation. I kind of try to step in and kind of lighten it up a little bit. Yeah. Maybe I'm talking about like when people argue.
Yeah.
Or sometimes like when Kiki comes in here and you guys are just basically dry humping in front of me.
Is that uncomfortable?
I mean, I'm used to it now.
I thought you liked
it. The first time I was like, geez. There's a lot of spit going around here. It's hilarious.
I can't help it, man. Need my morning fix. Robert Eric Fecho, he commented on our Facebook. He said, people who invade personal space for no reason. You know what one thing that drives me nuts? When you're standing in the checkout line and that person behind you like
right
up on you.
You feel the coat on you.
Exactly. You're like, just an inch. Mm-hmm. No one's going to cut in front of you, I promise.
I got a good example of this one.
Yeah.
You remember intern Tony that we had over the summer?
Yeah.
The very first day intern Tony came in on the radio with us, he sat literally in my chair almost. Like, he was right next to me. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to do a show here. Do you know anything about the bubble?
Yeah, the bubble.
Right.
Yes,
stay out of the bubble.
Yeah.
He was right. Dude, I could feel him breathing on my neck. Dude. Ah, come on, man. Trying to do a show here.
I remember that. I didn't say anything because it was hilarious.
I know. I kept looking at you like, dude, say something.
Just like put a stick in between.
Finally, I was like, Tony, you want to sit on my lap, bro?
What?
What?
God.
I do like tater tots.
I like tater tots. I hope you can avoid uncomfortable situations. There's nothing worse. Nothing worse than being uncomfortable. Yeah. So I'm going to make you uncomfortable today at some point. Kiki, get in here. Let's make Hunter uncomfortable. Rock 107.